Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. U.S. Department of Agriculture Risk Management Agency Acting Administrator Richard Flournoy and Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Duquesneau visited Mandan and Minot yesterday, Carrington this morning, and will be in Argusville this afternoon with Senator John Hoeven and farm groups. North Dakota Stockmen's Association representatives have been in attendance at each discussion. Along with giving them a picture of the drought situation in North Dakota, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has made a few requests. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association has asked for flexibility on policies to give producers more tools. This includes adding cover crops to failed acres as feed sources, as well as reiterating a request for earlier Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, haying. And the North Dakota Stockmen's Association is asking that tweaks be made to the livestock forage program to better reflect beef operation contracts for producers. This includes having Farm Service Agency offices open and employees available to assist producers with questions. Lastly, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has asked for an hours of service exemption during this drought period. For livestock drought resources and more information on programs currently available to producers, visit www.ndstockman.org. Landowners wishing to electronically post their land in a new application for protection against hunting trespass can do so until July 15th. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association and its allies were successful in getting legislation passed that allows landowners in all North Dakota counties the option of posting their land electronically. The new law, which includes the same penalties for those who trespass on electronically posted land as those who trespass on traditionally posted land, goes into effect August 1st. For a list of frequently asked questions, visit www.ndstockman.org. Each year, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association coordinates an all-breeds cattle tour to showcase steedstock producers and their operations from different regions of the state. This year, the 34th annual tour will be held in Devil's Lake and surrounding areas on Monday, October 4th, and Tuesday, October 5th. The tour will feature 14 different breeders. The All Breeds Cattle Tour is a project of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association Seedstock Council. For more information about the tour, contact NDSA Communications Director Elizabeth Nesham at 701-223-2522. For 92 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This weekend, we celebrate Independence Day. As we commemorate the signing of the Declaration of Independence of the United States, remember the quest for freedom that was sought and all the privileges of it that we enjoy today. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a happy 4th of July weekend.